Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Blue Hulsey with Continental Resources. But I saw that basically you were a heavyweight of knowledge when it came to the Bakken, so I wanted to see if maybe you could give an update on oil, natural gas, and maybe a few research and development things that, if you guys have any, happening out there in the Bakken.
You know, I will tell you, and you mentioned it in your earlier statement about us, you know, really getting better and tightening our belt. I think that's one of the things that we've had to do as an industry within North Dakota is figure out how to, with the price constraints of how to make, get more out of the dollar, get more out of the bid, get more out of what we're doing as a company. And I think that's, as markets happen and markets work, you're forced to get better. And that's the great thing about the world we live in and the business that we're doing is you get better or you're not moving forward. And our company and Harold, our founder, are consistently trying to find improvements, trying to find production improvements, cost-cutting measures. It's allowed us to really look at the bottom line and how we look at completion technology and how we look at completion costs, how we look at how we're going to get the resources out of the ground with the most efficiency. And so in this downtime, I think we've had an opportunity do that. So our curves are reacting to that. Our Bakken curves, we're getting more production at a higher rate earlier. We're looking at those. I think the entire industry is moving that way. Again, I think that would have that's the natural progression. I think a lot of people don't realize how really technologically advanced our industry is. I mean, we talk a lot about Apple and Silicon Valley and the things that are going on out there. And ironically, you have a governor in the state of North Dakota who's a tech guy, and he understands. I think that's going to really melds well with our own industry of oil and gas. We're looking at big technology. We're looking at pipes that are wired where you can tell exactly where the bit is and what pressure in it, and those types of things that help us drill smarter and faster, and every hour that we can save is an hour on the bottom line. So those are the things that are really happening in the field that are that we've done just because of a where we are from a market perspective. But I will tell you, it's really when we do get some decent prices, it's going to really we're going to feel that benefit in the long term.
Not too long ago, I suppose it was maybe 6 months ago, maybe a little longer, I spoke with Warren Henry from your group about the scoop and the stack. You guys finding much success in other plays? I know the Bakken's doing pretty well, the scoop and the stack. Any other plays that of note?
You know, from a Continental standpoint, we are focused on the Bakken, but we do have our scoop and stack here in Oklahoma, our prolific oil and gas plays that we've had good rate of returns. We're still exploring. We're doing looking at how we space. The great thing about North Dakota is we've been able to have larger spacing units. We needed that in Oklahoma. We had some legislation over the last year that allowed us to do that. We're still kind of figuring out where those limits of the fields are and doing a lot of exploration drilling here in Oklahoma, but we're extremely excited about our outcomes and where we're headed from Oklahoma in that perspective. It does highlight the impact of a competitive marketplace between the states, and that we look at where capital is best spent. We've got a few more rigs running in Oklahoma right now than in North Dakota because we're a little closer to the market. We're able to do. We have a nice tax treatment in Oklahoma as well. That's helpful. That keeps some rigs here. So there's some things that are helpful in Oklahoma that Oklahoma's doing well. But that uh, and But I will tell you, it's one of those things that we're always exploring. Our company is a company that looks we're explorationists, and we have an amazing team of geologists. They're always out there looking. So I never know what they're going to be finding.
You know, a few of the things that I like to constantly hammer home when it comes to the oil and gas industry is number one, if you look at the last decade, it's the only net increaser of jobs in terms of at the end of a decade, the only industry that actually added jobs was the, I think they call it mining, but it's oil and gas essentially. Yeah. And then the other thing is, of course, that the downturn really showed how oil companies can not only become innovative, but expand their portfolios into new plays and that sort of thing to really become diverse with everything else. And to me, what that said from a 5,000-foot view is that activity is so important just to keep the activity going, because we don't want that activity to stop. And with those two things, it kind of seemed like we're going to have a pretty good 2018, because if we're making money at $30, $40, I just can't see it going much lower than that. You know, it seems like you guys have gotten a pretty comfortable stride.
Well, I mean, I think we're always looking at how we make things better, without a doubt. I think that's part how you become profitable in a lower commodity price. How you look at what your the plays and how you make define those in a better define your rate of returns and understand where you're best spending your dollar. I mean, I think that that's continuing. All companies will continue to do that in the downturn. I do think from just a pure economics perspective, I think as we look at supply and demand from the world, world petroleum, world gas, I think the more that we can do the kind of things that we're doing last week and entering into agreements with other countries and supplying American oil to those parts of the world where we have allies or potential allies, I think that's a way that we look at leveling our overall, leveling the ups and downs of a commodity price, leveling the ups and downs of how we're producing and where we're selling. I think it's just an absolute must that we enter into those marketplaces, and it helps from a economic perspective, but it also helps from a world policy perspective or a geopolitical perspective to allow us to get in there and really have business partners, strategic business partners, and provide energy. I think of no one else in with all the troubles in the world, we've got a solid monetary, solid regulatory, a solid military, and our country's going to. We're looking for partners to be energy suppliers too. So I think that as we go forward will be a really good opportunity for domestic producers to see going forward.
Any final thoughts?
I was up pheasant hunting a few weeks ago, and I think the bird numbers are down, but there still are some birds out in southwestern North Dakota, and I think the weather was coming in, but it was a beautiful couple weeks ago. It was a beautiful opening day, and so I'd encourage people to go out west and find some pheasants.
To listen to the full-length interview with Blue Halsey with Continental Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Of course, check us out online. All of our social media links, everything like that, is at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.